Paterno was a man that way before this time, he was started in the turn of the century, about 1900s, and he was there at the San Francisco earthquake. He worked with batteries at those times, and Paterno was just a young fellow. He had a sister, her name was Evelyn, and God just dealt with her, Paterno, and such. And Paterno started bidding contracts for the government, building highways, building dams, and where it took big equipment. He was on Boulder Dam, I think, a lot of these dams. And Paterno had the mind of Christ. He didn't know how to build these machines, but God literally showed him how and showed him exactly what to do. And he gave the Lord 90% of what he made. And he always had plenty. The contractors that he bid against, they didn't even give God anything, and they were broke. He went through the Depression time, and Paterno had enough money to start a plant in Longview, Texas, and he built a factory in Stockton, and these things were established in a time of depression. He produced operators. They were very qualified. Didn't have a union or nothing else. It said, R.G. Paterno qualified me, and he was qualified. This proved the place that he started going all over the world. And they was in South America on a job down there, and Paterno bid the job at a certain price. They hit a mountain there that was solid rock. Ooh, gosh. Feel the presence of God. So Paterno's men come up to him and says, we're broke because we can't go this rock. We haven't got the equipment. We don't know how. It's too costly, but we got to go through this mountain. Paterno says, it's time for me to pray. So he gets down that night. He says, Lord, you know, I've given you my all that I know. And I've let everybody know. I've told them, but now I need you. I need you to save me in a situation. This night, the mountain was a big mountain. Paterno says, I leave it to you, Lord. I just feel that night, God of heaven, come down from an earthquake and that mountain was flipped right through, all crumpled up in little pieces. They just got in there with the equipment. God, that the very night, brought deliverance. Paterno was just a man of God. But his heart was with God. God give us a tool for our hearts can be right with God. It's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because some of us are not like Paterno was. Paterno in those days, those people had a heart for God. We got so much of the world in us that God knew in this last day we was going to need help. We was going to need this supernatural help to come back the problems of the enemy. So he gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it's our comforter that'll help us through this time. If we release that help and say don't want it, then we do great damage to ourselves. We do great damage to the problem of God. And I wish this tape to be set out with it, because we need the help of the Father. Jesus is up there making intercession with us, growing daily. But Jesus is preparing us a place in heaven. He's coming back. The Holy Spirit is here to keep us occupied until He comes. His coming is very soon, and we need to remember that our protection comes from the Lord. And He's our Savior. He's our Waymaker. It comes through the price that God gave His Holy Spirit and Son, and Jesus being the sacrifice paid in full that we might have redemption this day. And you can have redemption. You can be saved. You can walk in His fullness. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I know the Lord's not exactly happy with what's going on in our people, so He might mind on our feet this morning. So we live in a real loose living land. You know, there's all kinds of people living here. And what makes it so hard for the Lord to move, because there's so many laws that pertains to everybody. Don't let this feeling get hurt. Don't bring the Bible in, because it might offend somebody over here, some Eastern religion or something. And that's wrong. I mean, I'm like the Lord. This country was God's at one time. Tell me on the way over, he feels far from it. And I believe he's right. I signed that exactly. I know why now. Because the Lord told me, he just set a little trap out. See how many people will bite on that. Do you think you really know God? Yeah, I know him. Oh, well, how's that?
That's the bite on it. Probably not very many of a bite. The Lord just said people are not, don't want it. They don't want nothing that's spiritual. Now they just love all these pornography. They do. There's people that just love all this wickedness. And that's what we rub shoulders with all the time. And that's why we got to keep washing ourselves in the Spirit. The washing of the Spirit of God. We must be alive for Him now, or we're going to be dead in Him in that end time. And that end time is coming up pretty fast. There's troubles happening in the United States. There's things happening that's so, you can't imagine. I don't know through the Spirit, but I know it's really, really, it's really troublesome time. I'm not so sure of our president. I know that he can't hide from God. He's off doing something. It's probably not nothing that's going to help the United States. And I know, as the Lord's let me see this, when you don't have money, you can't borrow for you don't have nothing to pay it back. That's all of us. And that's where we are as a nation. This nation we think so great, so big, so powerful, if it wasn't for God, we'd fall. But I think that judgment must begin at the house of God. And people don't want that judgment, so they're going to receive the, what you might say, some of the wrath of God that comes on children of disobedience. For yea, the Lord hath called my people. I have sought for my ones. I have chosen them by name. I have even let them move upon their hearts many ways. But I say, many, many, many are far from me this day. I say their heart, they know me in their worshiping centers. They come to that, but their hearts are far from me. And I say this heart could be far from God if you're not careful, my ones. I say I read the hearts. I know the imaginations. I know what man thinketh. And I say when there's evil, there's problems. There's troubles. Troublesome times. But I've allowed these things to come to pass because I say it's about the return of my son to be deposited upon this earth, to come back and take out the remnant that's here to live with me at that time. There's a space of time that's going to take place that I'm going to come back and touch Israel for 1,000 years. And I say my people get the word mixed up. I say a lot of the promises they include is the promises in that 1,000-year period. I say I am very aware of where you are at that time. I know. I say my people think I'm so blinded. But I say, I know that we're at the end of that 6,000 years. I say my church, many of it does not understand that. They think, and they praise me, and they want me to work mightily because they enjoy doing what they want. And I say that's the trouble with the hearts of my people. It isn't what they're doing is so sinful. It's because they don't want to follow their God. I say it's following me, and you cannot follow me unless you walk in the Spirit. You cannot. You've got to deny the flesh and understand that I am the leadership. I am your Father. I am your spiritual eyes. I bring darkness to those that don't follow me. And I say when that darkness comes in, they begin blinded, and pretty soon they think they're all right. Because I love my people so much, I allow this to happen. And I say they go into spiritual denial. They think everything's going all right, but yet they're far from me. And I say this is the category, this is as my church, very practically right now. They have called upon me, they've prayed, they've given me tithes and offerings, but many of them didn't even go to me. I say many people have used this up to self. And I say that wasn't the advantage of someone getting rich through the church. I said it's for my ministry, and my ministry goes to a cause. My ministry goes to seek to save the lost. My ministry is to help the poor. My ministry is to bring deliverance to my child, my children that's hurting. And I say, where is deliverance this day? I say, nay, nay, nay. Many don't know how to pray. I say, they have not learned to pray until you pray through. I say, they don't know anything about it. But I say, praying through is the only way that you reach heaven. I say, yes, you can make it, but I'm saying, touching that need, it has to come as you pray through, my children. I say, my eyes go out and I touch many. I see the hearts. But I say, when they want to know me with power upon this earth, it only comes from praying through. And my church does not see that. My church is far from it. My church complains. They want revivals. They want these things, but they want it their way. They go for great music. They go for great seminars. They go from great teachings as far from me. And I wish to speak to the hearts of my people that they might be delivered and set free from sin. They might walk in holiness. They deny themselves as some of the pleasures. I say, when the Spirit of God is upon you, if it's literally there, you don't care what happens because the Spirit is more upon you than what the world is. And I say that's where I need my church to be. They need to have more of me in them than what the world is. And I say that's the problem. My church has not in them. They have a form, but they deny my precious power. And I say that power comes from praying, seeking from my heart, designating myself for my cause. For those that seek me, they shall surely find me. For I say, my coming is soon. And I say, church, where art thou? I said, Adamized way back in the beginning, I said, where art thou? And this day I say, church, where art thou? Where art thou? I see thee. I know thee. You think you can hide from me? I say, nay, you cannot. I said, the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And he's done a great job. He has got a landfall. He's brought victories. And I can set you free. Call, seek me this day. If you want to be ministered in the Lord your God, and I'll touch you free. I'll set you free. I'll forgive you. I'll give you a new start. I'll give you a new power, a new understanding. And I'll bless thee. Call on me, my ones. Come, for I love thee. I love thee, my church. Come, come, my church. Be faithful. Look to me. And I'll heal thee, saith the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost power is something beyond imagination. I lived through it, so I can tell you how it is. I backed off when this, and the Lord told me I'm not going to back off no more. The Holy Ghost is a sheet of, if people don't understand, it's their problem. It's not mine. When you got the Holy Ghost come, you got a presence of God within you. He's there. And there's some things you don't pray about. You're not supposed to. When you're a child, I thought it's not. When we start growing up, you don't have to pray. If your church don't move in the Spirit, you don't say, well, I'm going to see what God's, the Lord's going to tell you. You should be big enough in Him with these signs that you're big enough to say, excuse me, this doesn't fit what I believe. But we're so prone to let it slide over. We just let it go by. And we don't care about God's feelings. We care about people's feelings. And the Bible says we cannot be a pleaser of man. God will reject us. And we're coming to that dispensation where you don't go out and cause ways, but if it comes to push pull, you're going to stand strong. You're not going to be moved about by every wind of doctrine. It's not by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the power of God. Yes, it's through the blood of the cross. It's through the salvation that Jesus brought through the blood, the cross by His blood. We've been saved, sanctified, set free. But we were born in deeper than that we remain sanctified, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. It says, be not conformed this world. Be not conformed. We're to conform this world. Be transformed, the opposite, by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The church should hear this, but they don't want it. Come and see it. God, go on. The church doesn't want this word. They don't want. Be ye strong in the Lord, the power's might. They want the loose way. We want our feelings good. God purposely chastises those whom we love. Why did He do that? He's more concerned about your what's going to happen to you than by your feelings. And the devil comes by and wants you to get a pat on the back. Every time it says, beware of those that speak well about you. And what that means, it'll lose, if you're not careful, that steal away. It does something to the speck of pride in our lives. It brings us away from that point that we got to stay on all of our pinnacle. And pretty soon, with a little bit of that, we get off the pinnacle. And when we're sort of sidelined in, and then if a prayer need comes in, we're not available. We can't pray with effectively until we're on that pinnacle. And no evil shall follow thee, nor plague. That's our pinnacle. No evil shall follow thee, nor plague come nigh in thy dwelling. The plagues come in and take away. We don't have no more unction. We don't have no more power through the Spirit. We're defeated. We haven't fought the good fight of faith. We're walking in self. We're walking in pride. We as God's people got to walk in humbleness. It's not me, but it's you, Lord. I just submit to you daily. I've got to come to that place every day to submit to my Creator. And they say, well, that's not what Jesus is. Well, may not be what Jesus, because what Jesus presently said, we're coming into salvation. But we've left salvation back here a long time ago. And where are we now? We've left salvation the other direction. If you don't take on more, you're going to go backwards. You got to commence. And read Ephesians, read the Word of God. It says, be alive in God. For the effect, perfecting of the saints. What do you mean perfecting? It means what it says. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. It's the perfection. Come as you know, it's the, if you feel what I'm, the glory. I'm not going to be here long, but God is coming soon, and we as God's people need to be ready. We can't do it in ourselves. We get too much more voices say you need to come over to our place. I had a phone call the other day. She says, I'm worried about you, more or less. I wonder where you go to church at. It's not my concern. My concern is staying where I am in God. I can't do nothing. I have to stay and be with Him to get here. And that's what we all are. We are limited in our steps. Our steps are ordered by Him. He lighteth another way, though we shall fall. We should not be utterly cast down. If we're in the Lord, there's no force, no ill can fall you, no plague coming out of that presence. But it's when we get in ourselves, we don't have power to get up. I was thinking about getting up in the morning. I thought, what if I can't get up like that? We got to have enough power to get up. We got to have that strength. When you can't, I know what it is to me that I could not get up. And that's what the church is. They can't get up. They can't. The pride's got them down. The pride has got them bombing. The pride has brought them down. And they're not looking for heaven. They're looking about good times. They're looking by trips to go overseas. They're looking to great seminars. Oh, great people getting healed. Nothing's happening. Hearts getting touched, but people are not forever changed. The changing of the heart is what God wants. And that comes one inch. Not in one inch, one fraction of time, we grow in toward Him. God made us that way that we had to produce. It's like if you get out of shape, that's where the church is. You can't stay at that recreation place until you can get your muscle tone up a little bit to where you can do it. That's where we are spiritually. The muscle tone is not up there even. It don't even show. After the muscle tone starts, then you start growing till you get in shape. Your lungs start expanding. You're taking in volume air. Your endurance multiplies. And spiritually the same way. All the spiritual, the Bible says, exercise is profitable. But spiritual is forever. If we see that exercise is so necessary to keep us in balance while we're upon this earth, we got to take in the spiritual. There is a comparison. They walk together. We got to engage yourself in spiritual things. We can't do as we want. I've seen people in the gym that just quit. And I see a lot of quitters in the church. They quit. It's not a place for quitters. I want to encourage you out there to keep on as long as you've got breath. You keep going on in the name of the Father, name of the Son, in the Holy Ghost. You do not let any hidden things of the past bring you down, because God has forgiven you that and put you in a start to go forward in Him. Forsake those things of yesterday. Call upon God, seek Him, and you'll surely find refuge. You'll find help. You'll find deliverance. You'll find peace. You'll find the gracious heaven, the love of God that's so great, so powerful. The anointing that breaks the yoke. The chill of God's glory. Oh, Kamashi, when you see, I used to go into hospitals, and I just come in there and I see the next day they'd be healed. And that's why God, I come and see them. And I feel, I know it's from God. God, let me go through this. But people now, there's nobody even come in the hospital. Got any, they just go in and shake the person. God, I'm sorry you're here. I'm healed for you. No. God, when He told me the person's going to be in there, I'd get in there. And next day, I've got witnesses. Next day, they didn't even know how I was out of the hospital. One of them said if they made it out, it'd be a month. Next morning is gone. I don't know how they thought that. God's above everything that we can imagine. He wants to bring us in spiritual activity. The spiritual activity is the glorious, most wonderful, sinless controversy to God. And we got to have that sin nature taken from us. You say, well, that's because Jesus made that possible. I'll tell you, when Jesus went to the cross, he was not a sinner. I know there's some doctrines going out that Jesus was a sinner, but Jesus was without sin. He could not have paid, atoned for sin. But he was without sin. And they teach because he had sin that we can sin too. No, 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 sir, no man, no man. God, he cannot allow sin. I know he forgives us, but we at least got to ask forgiveness day by day. That's what keeps us saved. It's still the same as it was back in the Old Testament. Oh, thing, in those days we had a sacrifice. Now Jesus paid the sacrifice. We still have to go in that way and say, Lord, I'm thankful that you're real. Would you forgive me? Still has to be maintained. I see people say, I can do just like I want, and I'm going to make it. That is slamming God what he has. That's what Jesus did. To no avail. He's bringing down the powers of God that God give us the inherited right from heaven. If you call upon me, I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. It allows that not to work, because the Bible plainly says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life to them that believe on his name. It comes as a standard. The standard used to have. Oh, Buick, I think, was a standard of the world, or Cadillac, one of the two. God has a standard. And that standard, seek ye first his kingdom. And then all these things shall be added. We go fishing. Someone the other day said, have you ever fished? I said, no, I've never fished. You ever hunted? No, I never hunted. I didn't care to. Holy Ghost was closer to me than all these things. I worked, but he went to work with me. So I told him I'd go full time. He said, no, you stay where you are. I told him I'd go full time. No, no. Every time I tried to go full time, he said, no, I don't want you to do that. I started up a couple little knees out here in town. It wasn't the world of God. I just did it. See, I felt for the love of people, but it wasn't my calling. My calling's right now. We need to be ready. If we're not ready, we miss that glory train is coming through the clouds of glory. And if you can see heaven right now, it's so beautiful, so glorious. And the Father's hands are welcoming us. Come, my children, come. I'm ready for you. I'm prepared. I've been looking for this time before you was born. I was looking for this day. My people do not understand. I've been so in love with you, my people. I want where I can touch you. Isn't that wonderful? Father wants, he wants to touch us in a mighty way. My mother-in-law, when we got moved away, she longed for the time that her daughter would come and her son-in-law and her children, our children would come. But God longs for that day. He longs for that day. But the enemy comes to take that away. He comes constantly, and we as God's people need just be aware of that. God's given us the tool that where it can be strong. We're not weaklings. We're strong in him. But if we sit back and do nothing, well, pretty soon we go back and our muscles have got soft. Pretty soon we're not just soft. We can't get up. I'm bound. Oh, I'm so sorry, Lord. I can't do your work no more. I'm just overweight. I'm pitiful shape. The Lord says, yes, you're very pitiful. The Lord says that the church is very pitiful. It's just like that. They sit back in there. Oh, we've just been having fun, Lord. And there's not enough Jobs. There's not enough people that surely love their God. They say they love him, but they love him for what he does. They love him because they're afraid of him. It's even deeper than that. We love God because he first loved us. We love him because he cherishes us. He walks before us. He comforts the broken heart. He comforts the heart that's broken. He comforts those who are in sadness. He loves the poor. He loves those things that touches his heart. He cares for humanity because he made us. And that we as God's people have to remember what he cares for is what we as God's people. No one has to tell you what's right and wrong. You have a conscience. I was talking to a man this morning. And I said, you know, in the old days, you'd have to tell a person to a job because he would work better actually when his boss away than when his boss was present. That's having a good conscience. If you only work when someone's watching you, you're not a good servant. You're not your conscience is deceiving you. Because God says the word of percent of bodies as a work person also, we're to compliment God in all of our areas. That's our behavior, way we act, what we think, and what we do. And I think that we as God's people need to wake up this day that we might do the things that God wants us to do, that we might walk righteously in peace, in His understanding. We take on His nature, and we take on His likeness, that we love righteousness, that we forsake the wrongdoing. We don't like the slang that's been taught. We don't like the thing in this world. But we seek God with a true heart. And we don't go out there to make a show of ourselves. We walk humbly before our God. You know, it's easy to go out. We're something within men, too. They want to battle. You know, that's just in them. It's in there. And we like to go out and show people how wonderfully we are. When we come against in prison ministry, I used to remember the prisoners that had really done bad things. If people came in there and they'd had a certain sin, they had to put these people in cells by themselves because people tried to justify themselves because of that rate of sin. And if we're not careful, we try to justify ourselves. We say, well, Lord, I'm better than they are. No, God made us better. We can't try to compare ourselves. We got to humble ourselves before God. We might walk in His presence, walk in His guidance, in His direction, because He's coming soon. I pray, God, out there this day, that wherever you are, through the United States, throughout the world, that you remember that Brother Freedom loves you, God loves you, and I can do nothing without Christ Jesus. I am here only to help you, my one. God wants you to come this day, seek Him, and turn to find Him. I wish for a great revival. I wish we could all get together, and I'd preach a sermon to all of you. I wish that God would make that possible. We'd all have a hallelujah time. But till we can do that, I want to speak to you every day, every Sunday. I may even speak more than Sundays. I want to touch the hearts of your people. I want you to be alive to God. And remember, you have the Lord Jesus Christ with you. You got the power of God. He give you the right tools to serve Him this day. See Him, and you should surely find Him. You'll walk in His presence. His word is full of promises. I can do all things through Christ's strength. My God shall supply my every need. He gives you power over death, grave, and hell. He gives you victory. He'll give you support. He'll give you purpose. He'll give you direction. He'll do all things through you, my people. Wake up! But I say, this people is hearing me this day. If you do not understand this, when the Spirit of God comes upon me, I act a little bit different, but I'm the same person. And you can have that help that God helps me. That same help can come to you. You just seek God and tell Him you want the power of the Holy Spirit, and God will bless you. You'll start walking in it, and you'll start feeling, and only do what, don't try to imitate God at any time. I mean, if you feel from the enemy, you bind that spirit. You come in the name of Jesus, I bind that. Don't let that come to my heart no longer. I divorce it, I forsake it, and I only want to do what the Spirit tells me to do. I don't want any hidden things that come to my heart. I forsake those things and cast them out. You people out there, cast it out from you. If you have a friend, you pray it. As the Bible says, the two should come together, touching anything together, He will be with you. So if two should come together, believe and touching anything in the name of the Father and Jesus Christ, God's going to bless you. So if you've got someone there that can pray with you, if you're afraid to pray by yourself, two of you shall agree of touching anything, it shall be done. Seek God, call upon Him, and He'll bless you. Why is there? He's here to stay to touch you in a mighty way. Set you free. Bring healing to the body of people. Set those free with cancer to stay. Oh, with heartaches to stay. Those that's had a stroke, I pray for them to stay. For those that's had a spiritual stroke, but also literally a stroke, touch the hearts of your people. For those that are coming through problems of the body. Lord, I know distance is no problem for you. And Father, I pray in the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, Jesus, by your stripes are healed. We pray for Peggy Hodges at this time for healing to enter her body, to set or touch her heart in such a way that she will know deliverance has come from heaven. And Father, we just pray that you'll touch her in a mighty way in Jesus' name. Amen. Headaches. Heartaches. I remember once that I used to have headaches, but God can heal your head. There's people that have headaches every day, and you say, I'm just plagued with headaches. I want you to know you can be receive healing. And one day, about quite a few years ago, I had headaches, and I was working on a piece of equipment, and I got this big headache, and it was heavy, and it came down so heavy, and I said, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, I come against you, Satan. I come against you in the evilness of this headache, and I set me free this moment, and I've never had one since. You can use the Spirit of God. Use the tools that God give you. I come in the name of Jesus, by His power, His authority, in Jesus' name, set me free. And I was immediately, no more headaches. And all your body, you have a toothache. I said, press those this day that's afflicted with toothache. All the problems that mankind can have, and women and men, we all have problems, but God wants to heal you this day. Bring that problem to God, and God will heal you. Thus said the Lord. God bless you all. Write in to my brother. Let him know what's happening. And we're going to have revival from this bowl. God's going to come here and speak mightily. Come. And God bless you. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 That means say it, so be it.
Thank you for joining us this day. What a special, special message from heaven.
That was my God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord told me he's going to do that this morning. So.